The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing that he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good soul and skin, good morning, brothers and sisters. First, a word of apology. A word of apology. I didn't realize that the school was going to be here. If I realized that the school was going to be here, I would have made my message a little bit simpler, okay? So what I'm hoping is this isn't too grown-up-y for everybody. But you guys are smart, aren't you? Yes or yes? Raise your hand if you're smart. You can figure this out. Okay, great. Now that we've got a perfectly cooperative and smart audience, I can start. Okay. So all week long, our first reading is coming to us from the Book of Wisdom. And today, Book of Wisdom, otherwise known as the Wisdom of Solomon, has a word for the mighty and the powerful of the earth, the kings and the magistrates, and it tells them to seek wisdom, and it warns them that at the end of this very brief life, they're all going to stand before God in judgment. And for those who've been kings and those who've been magistrates and those who have held positions of power in this life, that judgment is going to be swift and stern and terrible. But for those who are lowly, for those who are poor, that judgment is going to be merciful. It's going to be gentle. Now, a couple things. I suppose mightiness and greatness isn't entirely in the office that you hold, right? First and foremost, it's in your heart. So if you're mighty or powerful, or if you think you're mighty and powerful, I suppose the message to you is, get thee to a confessional and that right soon. Okay? But there's a message of comfort in this that we mustn't ever forget. Namely, that at the end of all things, there's going to be a balancing of the books. God really is going to invert the priorities of this world. The mighty are going to be cast down from their thrones, and the lowly are going to be lifted up. The last are going to be first, and the first are going to be last. Important part of the gospel, part of being sane as you make your way through this world, something real important to remember. Don't worry about taking revenge on anybody ever. You want to know why? Because God's revenge is going to be way better. He's got it all figured out, okay? Important message to remember. However, the operative question is, what do you do now in a fallen and broken world? What do you do? We all know God's going to balance the books at the end of all things, right? But he's probably not going to do that before your lunch hour today. So what are we supposed to do in the midst of a fallen, broken world? Got a couple thoughts for you on that point today. Just a couple of thoughts. Here's the first. First comes from St. Catherine of Siena. It's one of her most famous quotations. You might have heard it before. She said, "Pray as though everything depends on God, and act as though everything depends on you." Now, that quotation's a paradox, a seeming contradiction. It's actually no contradiction at all. People think it's a contradiction. They think, you know, it's either pray or act. And as a consequence, we tend to favor one side of that quote or the other. Some people are real good at praying, real good at trusting in God. Some people are real good at acting, real good at being busy. You want to know the best way to put that into practice in the midst of a broken and fallen world? Practice the side of that quotation that you're the weakest on. If you're good at praying, if you're good at trusting that God's got it all figured out, if you're good at abandoning yourself to divine providence, and a lot of these people are the people who come to daily Mass, focus on acting because those who are focused on praying, sometimes they're not acting quite as much as they ought to. You know, our faith has condemned a heresy called quietism. And quietism is the heresy that says that God is so powerful and so almighty that you don't need to do anything at all. He's got it all figured out, and he's going to bring it about without your cooperation. It's a heresy. You know, God promised the Israelites, he said he's going to send them to a land flowing with milk and honey. But when they arrived in the promised land, they found that they actually had to milk the cows themselves and tend the bees. It wasn't all done for them, right? This is the way our God works. Some people are focused on their actions, right? If it is to be, it is up to me, they say to themselves. Look, that's great. But you know what happens to such souls? They often find themselves sad and depressed when they realize how very little good their actions do. That you have to rely on your Heavenly Father, who is omnipotent and really is the power and the force behind every good thing we do. We're going to learn that at the Last Judgment. That's the first idea. Here's the second. The second is, it comes from our gospel today, which we heard the leper came back and gave thanks. The second is, give thanks to God in all circumstances. It's a great way to make your way through the day and a great expression of faith. Give thanks to God in all circumstances, but be careful that you don't fall victim to what I like to call the scandal of the specific. Let me tell you what I mean by that. The scandal of the specific. The scandal of the specific is a phrase that means that people want to do God's will as long as it's a broad generality. But as soon as it becomes specific, suddenly they don't want God's will anymore. Have you seen this, right? They'll say, oh, I'll carry the cross. I'll carry the cross, right? But as soon as that cross makes itself specific, suddenly they're not so eager. I knew a priest once. A man told him every single day, Father, I'll do anything you want to help the parish. Every single day, Father, I'll do anything you want to help the parish. But every time the priest actually gave him something real to do to help the parish, suddenly he couldn't help. Can you unlock the church in the morning? No. Can you lock the church at night? No. Can you help with the altar linens? No. Can you help load food for the homeless? No. Right? Scandal of the specific. Understand that God works specifically, never generally. He hasn't given you tomorrow. He hasn't given you next week. He hasn't given you next year. You know what God has given you? Today. And right here, in this place, with these people, in this weather, with this phone call, with this difficult person, God is at work. And you want to know how we exercise faith in a broken world? Praise Him for it. Praise Him, because when you praise Him, even when things seem to go wrong, that is a great sign that you have faith in God. I know a man who lived with a saint, literally lived with a saint, Saint Jose Maria Escriba. One of the things he said was that Saint Jose Maria used to say, praise God for the things that go wrong. That's what he would say. Flights canceled, praise God. Traffic makes me late, praise God. Boil on my nose in the night of the dance, praise God. Praise God for the things that go wrong. That's the spirit. Because that's the way we recognize that God is in control of all things. So just a couple little thoughts for you, you know. Be attentive, be faithful, be joyful, even be thankful. In the midst of a broken world, that's the way we make our way through. While we await God's justice at the end of all things. It's a beautiful expression of love. And it's the taproot of peace. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to put this into practice. Pope St. Leo the Great, pray for us.